KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, and it's 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 49. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, and the news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, the parents of a 16-year-old girl who died in a school bus fire in Pottawatomie County last year are suing the school district. The Des Moines Register reports that Glenn and Natalie Clint accused Riverside Community School District in the wrongful death lawsuit of negligent hiring, training, and supervision of 74-year-old bus driver Donald Hendricks, who also died in the fire. The Clints say the December 12th death of their daughter, Megan Clint, caused them severe emotional distress, and they're seeking an unspecified amount in damages. The Clint's lawsuit also says they and Megan had complained about Hendricks' driving before the fire. Hendricks used a walker and had back surgery scheduled the week of the fire. Federal investigators have said the fire began in the engine compartment of the school bus after Hendricks backed the bus into a ditch and became stuck. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 38-year-old Wendell Brian Leach of Des Moines was arrested at 12:11 a.m. today following an incident at Ironwood Avenue and Highway 48 west of Elliott. Leach was taken into custody for public intoxication. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Wednesday afternoon, sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested 26-year-old Devin Keith Hale, who is listed as homeless. Hale was arrested in the 300 block of East Washington Avenue, which is the Belt Auto Center, for disorderly conduct associated with three separate incidents, including one at the Red Oak Pond and the Houghton State Bank. He was also charged with interference with official acts following an incident at the Montgomery County Jail. Hale was being held on a $300 bond. Deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office assisted local agencies at the scene of a mock crash Wednesday at the Sydney High School. Students there were presented with a scenario of two-vehicle accident with one person ejected from the vehicle. The scenario included one fatally injured student and one arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol. Local first responders wanted to stress the dangers of drunk driving, distracted driving, and the security of wearing seat belts. Several agencies participated in that mock crash. Three people were injured in a pickup truck accident Tuesday afternoon in Union County when the vehicle went out of control. The sheriff's office reports a 2015 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by 25-year-old Brandon Matthew Colo of Baxter was traveling north on Clover Avenue at around 12:50 p.m. when the road turned to mud. When the pickup hit a large puddle, the mud was splashed onto the windshield, impairing Colo's ability to see. The truck hit the side rail of a bridge and flipped over the side before rolling onto its top. Colo suffered possible unknown injuries. His passengers, 34-year-old Matthew Bergen and 27-year-old Jordan Conceal, both of Des Moines, were also injured. All three of the transported by ambulance or EMS to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. All the victims, except for Matthew Bergen, were wearing their seatbelts. Damage to the pickup was estimated at $7,500. The vehicle was declared a total loss. There were no citations issued. And Iowans who are filling up the gas tanks of their cars and their snowblowers, in some cases, are paying more lately for gas. Gail Weinholzer at AAA Iowa says gasoline prices are higher than normal.
We've had a strong demand throughout the winter. We're exporting a lot of crude oil. Crude oil is trading up above $65 a barrel. And so all of that formed a confluence of reasons why prices have stayed high through the winter and are a bit higher than we were last year this time.
The average price for gas in Iowa is $2.58 a gallon. That's up 20 cents from a year ago. Last weekend's U.S.-led strike on Syria likely isn't to blame, at least not much.
Syria is not an oil exporter, so not directly. There's some nervousness within the market about any continuing hostility, and that's keeping crude oil prices high. Crude oil prices have been high throughout the winter, so it's not having that significant of an impact.
While the winter weather, or the weather that isn't still wintry, we're almost a month into spring now, which usually means an upturn in gas prices.
We're most of the way through the switchover from the winter to the summer-grade fuel, even though we're not actually experiencing summer at this point. But the summer-grade fuel burns cleaner, costs more to refine, so we always see prices rise in the spring, although I wouldn't expect it to rise perhaps any more than a nickel or a dime between now and Memorial Day.
The daily AAA survey shows Iowa's most expensive gas is in Dubuque, averaging $2.65 a gallon, while the cheapest gas is in Council Bluffs at $2.49. In our funeral announcements, Rhonda Sue Edgecombe, age 53, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Rhonda Sue Edgecombe will be today at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Merlin Tasto, age 96, of Atlantic and formerly of Malvern, died Sunday. Funeral services for Merlin Tasto will be today at 11 o'clock at the Luss Hills Funeral Home in Malvern. Doris Adams, age 82 of Panora, died Tuesday in Ankeny. Funeral services for Doris Adams will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Panora Christian Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Marsha Plain, age 67 of Minden, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Marsha Plain will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Dallas Havoc, age 101 of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Dallas Havoc will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Eldon Butch Howie, age 80 of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday in Oneida. Funeral services for Butch Howie will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mildred Reinig, age 94 of Harlan, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Mildred Reinig will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Richard Anderson, age 81 of Arizona and formerly of Brayton, died January 27th. A celebration of life memorial service for Richard Anderson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Edgar Hemphill, age 95 of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Edgar Hemphill will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Donna Bell Willis, age 97 of Colorado and formerly of Cass County, died March 28th. Memorial graveside services for Donna Bell Willis will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Ron Peterson, age 58 of Exira, died April 7th. A celebration of life memorial gathering for Ron Peterson will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Audubon Memorial Building. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Dolores D. Hankey, age 86 of Atlantic, died Monday. A celebration of life service for D. Hankey will be April 28th at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jennifer Erb, age 42 of Manning, died Wednesday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Services for Jennifer Erb are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Orville Gard, age 97 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Orville Gard are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Robert Bob Dwayne Just, age 79 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Bob Just are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.